Okay, today's daf Mem Hey. We actually had a technology mishap, so we're starting now on Mem Hey of an Aleph, about, I don't know, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 lines from the top. Amar Lechenveni, the guy says to the storekeeper, Tain li b'dinar peros. I would like to purchase a dinar of peros. I want 1 dinar's worth of peros. V'nosei lo. And the Chenveni gives him the peros. Amalo. And then the Chenveni says to the gentleman, Tain li oso dinar. I would like to get paid by dinar for giving you those peros. Amalo, the gentleman said, Nasatib lecha. I already gave you the dinar. V'nasno bi'un poli. And you put it in your bag. I already gave it to you. Nishba bal habayis. The Baal HaBayis has to swear that he gave him the dinar, and then it's all good. Says Rashi, Shvuas Hesis. 2 words. Rashi says, Shvuas Hesis. The Rishonim asked, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ritva Eger, what? No. We said that the Shvuas Hesis is created by Rav Nachman, who's an Amora. I asked you, where's the $100? You said, I never saw you before in my life. That's kol for bakol. Normally the Torah says, your putter came along with Nachman. No, we're going to make a shvuah test. Right? We're going to impose a shvuah on you. Similar type of thing. So, says Rashi, shvuah test? Or if Nachman invented it? Wasn't even, how could it be in the Mishnah? How could Rashi say that? So the answer is, Rashi was talking loosely. What Rashi meant to say was, there are many, many Shavuot Derabbanan. Some were created by Rav Nachman. Some were created in the Mishnah. We can call them all the same thing. Call them all Shavuot Hesed. The real Shavuot Hesed was by a case of Kol for Bakol. That was created by Rav Nachman. Exactly. There are other, but the Shavuot Derabbanan. The Shavuot Derabbanan, right, that's all. Don't get so bent out of shape. Rashi knew what he was doing. Okay. Amalo, a guy says, Tain li es haperos. Can I please have the peros? In other words, similar type of thing. I gave you the dinar. Now can I please have the peros? Amar lo, the chenveni tells him back, Nosatim loch, I gave it to you. Balachtim lozoch bezecha. It's already in your house. I sent it already to the house. Yishava chenveni, the chenveni swear. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sha peros biyado, yado al helyona. Whoever has the peros, he has the upper hand. Okay? So what it means is, it's not normal for a chenveni to deliver the goods without having gotten paid. Not normal for those days. Therefore, it's a machlokas if you're arguing on the Tanakhama or if he's explaining him. Either way, he says there wouldn't have to be a shoe over here because it's umdana. This happens already. He already sent over the produce. Amal Shulchani, a very similar type of case. A guy says to the money changer, "Tain li b'dinar mos. I want to change dinars for mos. Benos yelo, and he changes it to get a little bit of a fee. Amalo, tain li yeth a dinar. Let me have the coin. Amalo, nasad lecha. I already gave it to you. Benos no ban fuli, and you put it into your bag. You shove a balabayas. Then the owner has to swear. Very good. Nasin lo yeth a dinar. If he already gave him the dinar first, if he gave the dinar first." Amalo, Tain Liyas Hamos, so give me the changed money. Amalo, he says, I already gave it to you. You already put it in your wallet. Again, Yishav HaShulchani, the Shulchani has to swear. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Derech Shulchani, Lithin Isser, Ajit Al Dinar. No money changer will give the thing before he gets the money. Therefore, it's presumed, there might not have to be a shul here, but it's presumed he gave it already. Now, Kishem Sha'amru, just like we say, very unusual lashon. We'll explain why here in a minute. Kishem Sha'amru, just like we say that if pogemas haksuvasa, that if a woman is pogim her ksuva, how is she pogim her ksuva? She comes to her and says, you know what? I already got part of my ksuva. By saying that, we're afraid maybe she got more than she's really letting on. So if she says that, she's pogim her own ksuva. Pogim means to poke. She poked her own ksuva. So we're afraid that she got more than she's letting on. So if pogemas haksuvasa, you know what? There can only be, she can only collect the rest, she has to take a shavua.
Why?
Because they're suspicious already.
Also, Eid Echad Be'idah she perua.
If an Eid Echad says she's paid back,
what's the problem of a shavua? It's got to be a shavua. Minachasim Mishubadim.
If she tries to collect from other people that bought land, right? Her husband died, she wants to collect the ksuva, the estate's empty. So she runs to the guys who bought the land last month,
or Minichta Yisomim,
or from her own children, or stepchildren, the Yisomim.
Well, you did for El Vishvua.
There has to be a Shvua.
Banifres Shalobafanov,
if she's collecting and the husband's not present,
lo tifra El Vishvua. V'chein, also, Yisomim lo yifru El Vishvua.
Yisomim also have to swear only with the Shvua.
What's the Shvua? Shvua Shalobafakdanu Abba,
that our father didn't tell us. That our father didn't, what's Pakdanu?
Didn't what?
Oh, didn't instruct us that he paid back these loans.
V'lo amr lanu abba, and his father never said anything to us. Shalom atzimu bein shtero asa shal abba sheshtar b'zefruah.
We didn't find any evidence among our father's papers, our father's affairs, that this loan was paid back. Therefore, will you please pay us? And, they have to make a shavua. Just like a woman has to make a shavua.
So ask the kol haramad.
I mean, just like. Why does the Beis have to say that? Just like Yisrael has to swear during the situation, so too a Yasam. What do you mean, what is just like?
Five lines. Six.
A Yasam has to swear. Why just like an Yisrael?
So the answer is, because, he explains, because we would, there are certain times where we're makel because of an Yisrael.
More times we're makel because of a Yasam. So many halachas where we really bend over backwards on behalf of the Yasam. Maybe I would say, listen, the Yasam has to swear. What a disadvantage he's at. Father passed away. They don't know anything. They have to go and make shavuot. The answer is, well, we do it to the woman. When I make on her. Right? Just like when I make on her, so when I make on these fellows.
Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, listen to this. I feel no one had been Acham Itas Ha'afa raised in Ishma Benoto. Even if the son was not even alive when the father died. Right? He was in the womb. He's born a few months later.
He never had a conversation with his father. That never happened. Right?
The answer is low plug. Amar v'shirin be'gamliel, im yesh edim. If there are edim, sh'amar ha'av v'shas misaso. That the father said it on his deathbed. Sh'tar zeh enere eno perua.
If there were edim that the father said that,
then you know what? Then hunitav v'lo shvua. Then there will not be a shvua. Not necessary. Okay? V'elu nishvoin shalo b'tayna. The following people have to swear. Even if it's no taina, it's like a built-in shavuah, you must swear. Who are these people? Shutin, partners, hairitzin, sharecroppers, all different kinds of partners. Apetropsin, guys who are in charge of the estate. Isha, hanose, it's been on sandwich, so habayas. If a woman is busy in the house, uben bayas. Also, what, the kids in the house. Amalo. Right, one says to the other, "Ma ata tonani, what you claim from me? Ritoni shati shavali. I want you to swear." Chalpa shutin ve'eretin. If the shutin for the eretin divide up the stuff, ein yachal hashpia. They can't be a shvua, unless it's a vade of a claim. It's galgal shul makom acher. But if the shvua is coming anywhere, a shvua has to be for unrelated reasons. Then v'galgan alavis hakol. Then we can even make a shvua over here. And the last line of the mission is hashviyat. Mishametet et Hashvua. She has canceled Shavuos. Why? Because he cancels all of. Okay. Now, the Mishnah started off and said, Kol ha-nishbo'in sheva Torah, all oaths of the Torah, nishbo'in, they have to swear, v'lo mishalman, and then they don't pay. They swear and they don't pay. Minolam. How do we know that? Okay? So, before we even say that, the Rimi Gash explains like this. You know, it's in Perek. The Pasuk says, which we're going to say in a minute, listen to this Pasuk. Shavuot Hashem, Tihyeh ben Shneihem. There should be a Shavuot between the two of them. Im lo shalach yado, that he didn't use it. Im lo lachis reyehu, v'lachach bailov, v'lo yishalech. Right, read this Pasuk every year. What does this Pasuk mean? Again, Shavuot Hashem, Tihyeh ben Shneihem, the Shavuot Shavuot. Im lo shalach yado, v'lachis reyehu. The lakach bailov, the Baal takes it, below Yishalim, and there's no oath. Said to Migash, who swears? From this pasuk, you have no clue. You have no idea who swears. The Gemara wants to know. You swear and don't pay. Right? How do you know that? This pasuk is so obscure. That's the Gemara's question. So, the Kra, the pasuk said, the pasuk we're going to read right now, this pasuk is talking about a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Sachar, V'lokach Bailov, V'lo Yishalim. Mi She'olav L'shalim, the one who has to pay, Lo Shavua, that's the Shavua by him, meaning, you swear and don't pay. Right? Okay. Ve'elim Ishbon V'notlim. These are the following people that swear and do pay. Ready? Maishna Sachir, T'tzakina Le'rabbanan D'mishtava V'shakil. Why did the Rabbanan make a rule that a worker has to swear and get paid? Who made up that rule? The Chachamim. The question is, why did they make up that rule? Why such a rule? Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, halachas gedola tshonokan. Big halachas over here. Halachas? What, hani hilchas aninu? You mean to imply that it's halachal Moshe Mitzinai? It's not. It's a takana de Rabbanan. The takana de Rabbanan is that the worker has to swear. El Eimi, you're right. What I meant to say was, takanas gedola tshonokan. Big takanas over here. Takanas, mechaldik takanas, gedolos, mechaldik takanas. He's saying big takanas. You're implying little takanas also? He says, no. El Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, takanas kavuos shanukan. What I meant to say was, these are takanas that are established. What does that mean? Akruhu la rabbanan l'shvua mi balavayis. They took the shvua away from the balavayis. Normally you swear and don't pay. So you should have, the balavayis should have been the one to swear, I paid you. The shadua asachir, and we put it on the sachir. Why? Mishum, because kidei chayav. Because it's his livelihood. The guy's parnasa. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mishum kidei chayav, the sachir, kantinale lebalabayas? What? Because of the livelihood, the parnasa of the worker, we force the balabayas to swear? Why should that be? So the Gemara says, you know what? Balabayas gufa nichale de mishtava. Sachir. The balabayas likes very much that the worker has to swear. Why? Vishakil, and then he'll pay him. Why? Kihechid the itagron lay Paulin. Because that way, everybody knows, I'm a boss. I'm not the type of boss that always is going to deny you payment and then is going to have to make shavuot. That's not me. I'll pay. You have to swear. I'm open for business over here. I'm very interested in having workers. I love workers. There's a problem? Swear. You don't trust me? You make a shavuot. I'm an easygoing guy. Says the Gemara, just the opposite. Adrabah, just the opposite. Sachir nichle de l'shtabel balabayis. The worker would want the owner to swear. You know why? He wants to get hired. I'm not the guy that's going to always deny you paid me and shavuot. You should make a shavuot. I'm ready to get hired. I'm ready to work. I want to work. I have a family to feed. You think I'm the type of guy that always deny you make you pay me twice? That's not me. You have an issue? You swear. Right? Goes both ways. The Ridva points out, you know, the Lashon of Adarava usually means that one side's stronger than the other. Adarava, just the opposite. The Sachir would rather the owner swear. Why is that more better than the other one? Why is it better? Adarava. Why is it better? The Ridva says, because it's so true. We have so many true points. If the owner doesn't have a worker, what happens? The work doesn't get done, right? What if the worker doesn't have work? Then he doesn't eat, right? His desire to work is much greater than the owner's desire to hire people. That's why it's adab, but just the opposite. The tzachir wants to work more than the balabayit wants a worker. Why? Because it's his parnasa, as opposed to the owner's parnasa also, but it's more removed. Right. Okay, so the work doesn't get done today. Okay, so we'll do it tomorrow. So we'll find somebody. What? Right, exactly. So true. Such a true statement. So the Gemara says, Balabayas al karche agir. Yeah, but the bottom line is that the Balabayas needs a worker. So the correct answer is that. Sachinami al karche mitagir. The sucker also needs work. He also has a family to feed. Ela Balabayas tarid b'po'alav. The Balabayas is busy with the workers. Look at Rashi. parid b'poalo. It's like, I don't know, 8 lines up. Shino sein tzchar l'kama poale. He's giving tzchar to a lot of workers. Ukasavar shenasin l'zeh. You ain't paid already. I have so many people to pay. You, I thought I paid you already. He's so busy. Therefore, what? Therefore, the worker has to swear. Right? He's so busy. Look at Tosfos. What? He thought he gave it to him. Exactly. So, the Levush says, he's tarud to perform the mitzvah of B'yamot Titein Tzcharo. Which is a very unusual pshat. That's what the Ribbah said. That's what the Levush says. And look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, look at those, the Baal Bayis, Tarpolov. What if the Baal Bayis only has one worker? What if he only has one worker? Says Tosfos, below plug. Makes no difference. Bain, Poel, Echad, Lieshlo, Polem, Harbe. Makes no difference how many workers. You're Tarot. It would be Yerushalmi Kamar, Oskov, Merubin. The Yerushalmi says he's a busy guy. What does that mean? Unbelievable part. What that means is, the worker has one thing on his mind. You know what that is? The paycheck. The only thing on his mind. I got to get that paycheck. The boss has a lot of things on his mind. Even if he only has one worker. It's the paycheck. It's this. It's inventory. The whole, he's so busy. Says the Yerushalmi. Oskov Merubin. He's much busier. He's much more tarud. I only one worker. So what? He's got a business to run. The only thing on the worker's mind is when am I getting paid? On the other guy's mind, it's a million different things. Even if it doesn't make any sense how many workers he has. Therefore, the worker has to swear. So true. Right? Therefore, the worker has to swear. Says the Gemara, Falesivle below Shavua. So let him swear without a Shavua. Right? Now, we have a machloket that says, if I say Bari, and you say Shema, I didn't get paid from you. You're a Torah. There's 100 people here online. I didn't get paid. Other guy says, you know what? I don't know. So Bar Vashemo, do you believe somebody? Yes, a homachloket. That Tosfos, nothing to do with that. You know why? Because the guy admits he owes you the money. He's not disputing he owes you the money, the owner. The only question is, did he pay you? That's the only Shiloh. He knows you. That's not Bar Vashemo. It's Shem, and I paid you already. That's a whole different story. So how about no Shavua? So the guy says, no. Because he'll fight his daito shal Baal HaBayis. No, because you want to ease the mind of the Baal HaBayis. Without a Shavua, come on. Right? Without a Shavua. Says the Gemara, V'leis v'leis the Edom. How about have Edom? Why is Edom better? Why is Edom better than a Shavua? So two answers. First of all, Edom is better because he can't be wrong. By a Shavua, somebody could be lying. We don't assume that, but you never know. With Edom, there's no downside. Right? And the Ribbah says, you know, also Shavua is such a chomer dick a thing. All the calls we had, let's get Edom. So Gemara says, no, Terchale Milsa. That's a big Tircha. You find Edom every time there's a paycheck. So Gemara says, how about this one? Velesiv lay, Meikara. How about pay him when he starts his work? When it comes to work, you pay him in advance. Right? Says the Gemara, no, Shneim Rotsa Ba'Kafa. Nobody wants that. The Baal HaBayis doesn't want that. And the worker doesn't want that. Look at Rashi. Baal HaBayis, bottom Rashi. Baal HaBayis, pa'amim, she'ein, mitsuyos, lomo, shachar. Because they don't always have money in the morning. Right? The guy walks in shachar, comes to work, to go in the field. He gets paid in advance. The Baal HaBayis doesn't have the money yet. He's waiting for the mail. The mail didn't come yet. Right? Upoel, the worker, shelo yotzi hamos, alayla l'parnasaso. He doesn't have the money in his pocket the whole day. They explain Rashi means, something can happen to the money, you'll lose it. Someone has the money in his pocket all day, right? Dvir Migash has another answer. You know what Dvir Migash says? If a worker gets paid in advance, it's not the same worker. The guy gets paid in advance, not the same worker. Right? He gets paid before he started doing any work, not going to get the same production out of him, productivity out of him. Such MS. But at the end of the day, it's better when he gets paid. After, he's got something to work to look forward to. Got paid already. Not the same worker. What? So the Gemara is suggesting to prevent either party from saying that they weren't in a payment yet, is the rule. Everybody knows, you show up to work, you get paid. Don't tell me at the end of the day, I didn't get paid. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Says the Gemara, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. What? No, the worker doesn't want it. Why? Two reasons. First of all, he doesn't want to have the money in his pocket the whole day. Run the risk of losing it. Someone, you have a big risk. The whole day I'm out there, I have the money sitting in my pocket. Nobody wants that. Also, nobody wants to have either, go to both ends. First of all, it's a burden on you. First of all, the owner doesn't get to pay productivity. Second of all, you, the worker also, when you got paid already, he's like, I don't want to do this job. I don't want to be here. I got paid already. Nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. That's not a good suggestion. So the Gemara says, how about this? If this is true, that what? That we said, that we make the worker swear that he didn't get paid yet, how about if they have a dispute, not whether or not he got paid, but how much he's supposed to get paid? So shouldn't that be the same din that the worker should have to swear? Ihachi, I feel a cut up nami. Even they should have to have a shavua about the amount. Alama Tanya, why did we learn? Uman omer shtayim katasli. The worker says, you paid me two. You owed me two. Vala omer lo katasli lo ela achas. Is that true? I didn't give you two. I offered you one. What's the halacha? Shavua? Absolutely not. Hamotzi mechaber olav raya. Hamotzi mechaber olav raya. Why? If you're swearing on the payment, they should swear on the amount. So the Gemara says, no. Ketzitza vaday midkar docher lei. The amount, nobody forgets that. The worker does not, no one forgets that. That he knows. Nobody forgets. Nobody has to take in his head how much salary he offered the worker. That doesn't happen. Right? Says the Ritva, you know why? Because that was done before the work started. What kind of tarud is the owner going to claim? I was tarud? What do you mean? It was shachar time. You came? Okay, I'll give you $5 for today. Come back in the day, and you offered me $10. No, I didn't. Right? Did I pay you or not? That I don't know. I'm very tarud. I'm busy. That I don't know. But I definitely paid you. Right? Okay? What? The amount he remembers. Well, nobody forgets that. Why? Says the because you weren't tarred when you made it up with him. You weren't tarred. Now, in the bustle at 5 o'clock when it's closing time and everyone's busy coming for that, I forgot that that's possible. Okay, so we don't assume that. You know why? Because when it comes to salaries, nobody forgets. It's such endless. Ihachi, if that's true, then I feel over Zmani Nami, then even if the Zman passed, same din should be about the tarred. Alama Tanya, why did we learn Avar Zmano, Velo Nasan Lo, if the Zman passed, he didn't pay him when he was supposed to, he waited a week, then Hareza Eino Nishba Benotel, he doesn't have to swear, Chazaka, Ein Balabayis over Babal Talit. The Balabayis does not over Babal Talit. Right? Va Marta, but you said, Balabayis Tar Paulo. He's busy. So the Gemara says, Hani Mili, when is he busy? When he's supposed to pay him. Ki mate zman chiyuva. One second. Let's go back a minute. Ihachi. If so, that what? That the balabayis is taru. And maybe he didn't pay him. Then afilu avar zmano nami. Even if the zman passed, there should be a what? There should be a shvua. Alama Tanya, why did we learn? Avar Zmano, the time passed, and the worker says, please pay me. Lo Nasan Lo, you didn't pay him. Hareze Eino Nishma Benotel, he gets paid without a Shavua. Why? Says the Gemara, Chazaka Ein Balabai, it's over Baal Talmud. Chazaka, a worker, an owner never violates that din. If he does ever violate it, the owner, the worker gets a freebie and gets paid without a Shavua. Okay? But wait a minute, you said Balabayas Tarpalavu. Balabayas is so busy, right? So therefore what? So therefore what if he's busy? Maybe he didn't remember to pay them. So it's the Gemara, no. Hani Nili, when is this true? When is he Choshud? He's only Choshud Mikame Delamati Zman Chiyuva. Before the Zman Chiyuva is finished. Then he's busy. But Kimate Zman Chiyuva? When the Zman Chiyuv is over, Rami Anafshi Midgar, he doesn't want to go to sleep that night. He has it on his head, okay, who do I owe money to? Right? Then, he'll make sure he pays everybody. Ask comfort, it's a bomb kasha. But you know what? Never have a shmua, always wait till the morning. A guy comes and says, I didn't get paid today. Still was man chiyuv, right? So what is the halacha? Swear. That's comfort. What are you swearing for? Wait till the morning. There's a chazakah, he's not going to blow it. And then in the morning, you'll get paid without a shmua. Why are we making the extra shmua here? Wait till the morning. Wait till the zman chiyuv is over. That day, and maybe that night also. Right? So let's just wait a day. Right? Bam kasha, no? So what is the answer? The answer is because we're afraid that this is the answer. We're afraid that when you come over to the balabayat and you zmano and you jump on him and say, I didn't get paid, the gut reaction is going to be, no, I paid you. Once he said that, it's hard to take something back. You know, the workers, no one likes to be proved to be that guy made a mistake. Maybe it's a different, you know, maybe that would be different than having him wait a night won't help. He already stuck to his gun. He already said, I paid you already. Right? Where are you reading? Yeah. Yim Toma, Yim Tana La'olam Ad L'machar, wait till the next day. V'lo Midgar Yehitzokar De Tarch L'Havi Raya. Because we said a chazaka, nobody ever goes overnight without getting paid. It's a chazaka. It's a shvua. Maybe you have to bring a raya and a shvua would not be enough. I'm sorry, I said he gets paid without a shvua. Just all the way around. He doesn't get paid at all. You want to get paid? Bring a raya. Why? The chazaka, the worker, the boss never doesn't pay. Right? Okay. What are we up to? B'chitzaka over Mishum Bal Tigzel? Wait a minute. We're suspecting now the worker is going to be over Bal Tigzel? Is he going to want to get paid twice? Is that possible? So the Gemara says, therefore, what's the question? Right? How can we suspect, right? How can he suspect that he's going to demand payment the second time if he already got paid? What, he's a thief? So the Gemara says, the guy of Balabai is a Katrei Chazaka. By a Balabai, there are two Chazakas. Chazak, first of all, Deina Balabai is over Baltalit. He doesn't leave over. But Chazak also, Ain Sacher Masha Scharo. No worker will let the day go by and not demand payment. It doesn't happen. Right, Mati? It doesn't happen. They don't let it go. Right? But the worker only has one chazaka. What's his taina? Only has one taina. What's his taina? That he didn't get paid. Right? Okay. Since that's true, the taina of the balabais are better, and therefore, Therefore, you can collect from the boss the minute the zman passes. Okay. Let's try to finish up. Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Lo Shana El Sischar Be'Edim. This din that this whole din here only applies if you. That the swearing only applies if there were Edim. Avos Schar Shalom Be'Edim. But if the guy was hired without Edim, Mitoch Shachalom Lo Chaticha Miolam. Since he could say, I never hired you. I have a migo. I could say, who are you? I never saw you before in my life. Therefore, he would be believed. Therefore, he would be believed to say, I paid you already. Yashua, you're right. Rosh Lakish argues on that, because Rav Yochanan said, I agree, so Rosh Lakish argues. Rosh Lakish doesn't argue. But Mishsa Havishatila. He was drinking something at the time. Vishasikle, therefore he didn't answer. Because the army, others say, no, Misha Havishaile, Vishasikle. No, what happened was, Rosh Lakish was waiting, he always waited. Because the Ryokhan many times would take it back. So Rosh Lakish was waiting, is the Ryokhan going to take this back? Why should I pipe up right now? Let it go, I'll wait. It's Mernami, listen to this. Amr of Menashia, Barzvid, Amar Rab, Lo Shan El Sazakhubait. This whole thing is only true if to an agent. But if you were hired without Edim, since he could say, I never hired you, I hired you and I paid you already. Exactly. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Kama Ma'ayla Hashmaitza. How great is this halacha? Amalei Rava, this halacha doesn't make any sense. Maya Ma'al Yitza, what kind of greatness is it? In Kain, if so, Shavua Shomrim, Dechayev Rachmana, Hechi Mishkachetla. How are you ever going to have a Shavua Shomrim? Why? Because you're going to come and say, where's the stereo? I asked you to watch my stereo, where is it? You're going to say back, you never asked me to watch your stereo. Who are you? Can't you say that? Yeah. So if you can say that, you know what you can say? Yeah, you asked me to watch it, but it got stolen. I'm Potter. And if I'm a Shomer Tavar, there's an Onis. I never saw you before in my life. I'll be believed to say there was a freak accident, a tornado. So the Gemara says, no. It's Ikbid lay the Edom. You gave it in front of Edom. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? I could say I returned it to you. I'll be believed to say that a mishap happened. So the Gemara says, Ikbid lay b'shtara. No, you gave it with a star. So since if you didn't get the star back, obviously you didn't return the item to me. Says Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, we never saw a place in Shas. But when you give something to watch, somebody to watch, you have to have Edom and a star. Never saw something like that in Shas. I can't ask you to watch my pencil without a star or Edom. Says to all these Rishonim, this Gemara, we don't hold this at all. We don't hold this at all. This is completely rejected halacha. You have to give something with a star. Otherwise, you don't believe him. That's impossible. Anyway, just one more line. Miklal, you see from here, the Tavar Sphir Lahu, they both hold, Hamach B'Reitz HaChavir B'Edim, Ein Tavar L'Hachzal B'Edim. If you borrow it with Edim, even if you're Edim when they borrow it, you don't have to return it in front of Edim. B'Shtar, Tavar L'Hachzir Lahu B'Edim. But if you borrowed it with a star, not borrowed it. If you gave him to watch it with a star, you do have to return it with Edim. Kar Rav Racham Alei, Rav Racham said about this, Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, Yosem Dovet HaSavarim, Eila Belibo. That David Melech put it to his heart. In other words, they put it to their heart, they thought about this, and they agree with this halacha. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good question.